USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The chief of police in Atlanta has now resigned after another case in which an African-American man was killed by officers during a scuffle. They said Rashad Brooks was shot while police were performing a field sobriety test. According to officials, he grabbed an officer's taser and pointed it at them as he ran away. Mick Reynolds is director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigations.
We intend on making that video available to you and to the public today, so you all will have it and we'll see it.
Atlanta police were called to a Wendy's restaurant on a complaint that a man was sleeping in a car and blocking the drive-through lane. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom.
I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force and have called for the immediate termination of the officer.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hundreds of residents were forced to flee northern parts of Tucson, Arizona, with very little notice as the Bighorn Fire raged near the Catalina foothills. Forecasters said a dangerous combination of weather conditions will keep the threat high for fires like Bighorn to spread further and for new fires to ignite. Arizona has the largest concentration of ongoing wildfires across the southwestern U.S., according to the National Wildfire Coordination Group. Other notable fires across the southwest include the Elizabeth Fire and the Lime Fire, both burning in Ventura County. The Lime Fire is the bigger of the two, with the mandatory evacuations in place, according to CAL FIRE. Meteorologists say additional fire threats should happen through next week. President Trump has chosen to delay his rally in Oklahoma by one day. He says he wants to respect a holiday called Juneteenth, which is important to Black Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Grammy-winning country band is changing its name in the wake of George Floyd's death. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
What if I never get up?
Lady Antebellum announcing yesterday it's dropping the last part of its title. It'll simply be known as Lady A. In a statement on Twitter, the group said Antebellum is a word associated with a period of history before the Civil War, which includes slavery. This comes, of course, as cities nationwide have been pushing to remove Confederate monuments, especially after George Floyd's death. Members Hillary Scott, Charles Kelly, and Dave Haywood adding that they are regretful and embarrassed that they did not account for the word's ties sooner. The band also intends to donate to the Equal Justice Initiative. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Starbucks has new gear for their employees. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Starbucks is creating its own Black Lives Matter shirt for employees to wear if they choose. The move comes after the coffee chain reportedly banned employees from wearing Black Lives Matter gear. The T-shirt depicts protest signs with phrases including "Speak Up" and "Time for Change." Social media blew up over news reports that Starbucks had told employees in a memo that they could not wear Black Lives Matter shirts or other paraphernalia. Starbucks Foundation last week pledged to donate $1 million to organizations that promote racial equity and social justice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.